This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Alicia Limon. Date of birth is November the 10th, 1962. Case ID number is 401-0909. Date of exam, October the 6th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Medical records from Dr. Jose R. Carreras, dated 4/4/2017. Identifying information. This is a 59-year-old divorced female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of lost teeth and knee/elbow pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was on September the 25th, 2022, where she worked for the campaign of Vicente Gonzalez for 2 weeks. She also worked for a funeral home for 1 year and for Gutierrez Law Firm for another 3 years. The claimant worked at a mortgage company for 8 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her children that her father bought for her, and she is presently not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, loss of teeth. Number two, knee and elbow pain. History of allegations, number one, loss of teeth. The claimant states that in 2021, she developed a severe infection of her gums and lost approximately 12 teeth that had to be pulled out. The claimant still has one tooth with a severe large cavity in it. All the teeth had to be removed because they were all infected. And she had this dental work performed in Reynosa, Mexico. At the present time, she complains of severe headaches and states because she does not have any teeth, she is unable to eat many things that she was eating before. She has lost 30 pounds within the past year, secondary to this condition, which has gotten progressively worse. Allegation number two, right shoulder, elbow, and knee pain. The claimant states that in March of 2022, she fell at her workplace as she was entering into a cemetery. The claimant fell on her right shoulder, elbow, and injured her right knee. She was diagnosed with adhesive capsulitis of the right shoulder, and x-rays were performed to confirm this. The claimant also states that she has right elbow pain as well. She states no x-rays were taken of her right knee or foot, and she states that she has severe pain in her right knee. Her injuries were being covered by workman's comp, but she doesn't know why, but all of a sudden they dropped her and no further care was given. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, stand for 15 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rails, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She's unable to open up a jar top. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing lighthouse work, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and sometimes walking in the park. Her physician is Dr. Leonel Cantu, and she is presently taking no medications for pain. Her physical activity includes walking in the park and doing mild chores around the home. Family history. The father died at the age of 83 from a myocardial infarction. Her mother is 75 and lives in Mexico and has had a myocardial infarction and hypertension. Medications, none. Medical problems, right elbow and knee pain, as well as right shoulder adhesive capsulitis. Major surgery, no surgery performed in 2012. Carpal tunnel release in 2013 of the left hand, and right carpal tunnel release performed on October the 3rd, 2016. The claimant has had 2 C-sections and 1 vaginal delivery. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. She denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, or HIV, or any other sexually transmitted diseases. Physical exam. Temperature is 96.8 Fahrenheit. Weight 129 pounds. Height 5 feet 1 and 4 inch tall. BP 200 over 87 mmHg. Heart rate 68 beats per minute. Respiration 12 respirations per minute. BMI 24.5. The claimant's blood pressure was very high, and we are attributing it to the pain that she feels at this time. The claimant is supposed to follow up with her family doctor. General, this is a 59-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute emotional distress. She appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-N-T? The claimant has enormous cephalic atraumatic head. No scleral ictus was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal with mild cataract formation bilaterally. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have 12 missing teeth and 1 tooth with a large cavity in it. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. It was noted that the claimant does appear to have difficulty hearing. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/50, pinhole is 20/50, OS uncorrected is 20/50, and pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. The claimant states that she does have glasses that are not prescribed that she uses to see with, but mainly for reading. She did not bring them with her. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fairly fluent, and her mood was very depressed for the time. She did have clear thought processes, and her memory was fair. Concentration was poor, but she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. The claimant appeared to be very upset about her teeth and her condition at this time. Reflexes of the patellar and the ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady and symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness, especially of the right upper extremity. She also had decreased range of motion of her knees. Mild joint swelling was noted, but no erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted of the right knee. The claimant does have crepitus and possible meniscal tenderness noted of the right knee. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the right upper extremities and to a lesser extent in the right lower extremities in the knee area. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 20 degrees on the right side and 60 degrees on the left side. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant was unable to forward flex her knees more than 90 degrees. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological, grip strength was +3/5 for the right side and +5/5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there is some muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +4/5. For all tested areas, fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal for the right side but normal for the left. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with her left hand and has some difficulty with the right hand. She does have some difficulty hearing, but she speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the right knee, where she has crepitus and tenderness of the meniscal areas. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. there is abnormal grip strength for the right side at plus 3 over 5 and for the left at plus 5 over 5. The claimant is able to oppose and pinch with both hands. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted for the left and mildly restricted for the right side. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and mild limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Secondary to right upper and lower extremity tenderness of the shoulder, elbow, and knee, as well as problems eating secondary to not having 12 teeth. Probable diagnoses, number one, loss of teeth, dash, confirm with physical examination. The claimant does have a BMI of 24.5 and appears to have gained a little bit of weight. Allegation number two, right knee and elbow and shoulder plane. Confirm with physical examination. We do not know exactly what the diagnosis is, but she does have a right shoulder adhesive capsulitis, according to x-rays, and appears to have a possible meniscal tear and osteoarthritis of the right knee, which has not been treated at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Alicia Limon.